There must be some mistake. Would you check again, please? My name is Harry Stone. No, not Stone. Stone. Yes, I'll hold.
Well, how's your flu doing, sir? Are you feeling any better?
Much better.
Oh, yeah, that phlegm is loosening up nicely.
But I have a standing order for every Bel Torme concert. I want my seats. Yeah, you too, buddy. I can't believe it, Mac. I'm gonna miss seeing my main man, Bell.
Oh, come on, sir. You probably wouldn't enjoy the concert anyway. I mean, you look like something real mean dogs got a hold of.
Well, sure, I do now, but I've got 48 hours to get better. After all, Mac, we're talking about Bel Torme.
Okay, come on. His office is just down here.
Yes, I remember it well.
Oh, yeah, things did get a tad unpleasant for you last time you were here, didn't they?
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. Did you ever spend a whole evening in handcuffs?
No, just keeping the bedroom lights on is kinky enough. Anyway, I can't wait to see his face when you walk in here.
Come in.
Sir, I think I know someone who has a pair of Mel Torme tickets they'd be willing to part with.
You do? Who?
Me!
Surprise!
There you go, Your Honor, with my compliments.
I'll just have these dry clean.
LaCava, have you ever heard the old saying, you can't buy happiness? Well, it turns out you can't sell it either. We'll make that $49.95 and time served. And let's treat ourselves to a 10 here, folks.
Yes, sir, I'd like to remind everybody that today is the big day.
Yeah, but if you don't already have your Mel Torme tickets, you might as well forget about it.
I was talking about the runoff election.
Oh, yeah, that too. Hey, good luck to you, Dan.
Thank you, mi amigo grande.
And I want to let you know I didn't vote for you just because you're a friend of mine.
Thank you.
In fact, I didn't vote for you at all.
We voted for Joan Hobson, the Wicked Witch of the West Side.
Well, I hope you don't think any less of me.
Bull, that isn't possible.
What a guy.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my gosh, you're... you!
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Joan Hobson, candidate for state assembly.
I knew that. I'm Christine Sullivan. I work with Dan Fielding.
You have my sympathies.
Oh, actually, Dan isn't that bad. Yes, he is. But then, of course, you know that.
Well, as a matter of fact, he keeps refusing to debate me, so I've never actually met him.
Let this be my treat. Oh, Dan, there's a lady here that would like to meet you.
Never laid a finger on her. I wasn't even there.
Dan Fielding, meet Joan Hobson.
One. Hi.
You're not nearly as repulsive as you look in your campaign posters.
You know, it's funny you should say that, Dan, because in person, your hair doesn't look that much like attic insulation.
You're too kind. You know what? I think if the citizens cast their ballot strictly on the candidate's physical attractiveness, well, it's going to be real close again.
Well, if you'll excuse me, something's come up. My lunch.
Can I buy you a cup of coffee or something?
No, thanks. I gotta run. I just stopped by because my polling place is downstairs.
I suppose you voted for yourself.
I thought it best.
Excuse me, Miss Hobson. Jack Brennan with the Daily Journal.
Yeah, Jack, what can I do for you?
I'd like a comment on your opponent's remark that you have, quote, the intellect of an earthworm.
Did you say that?
I don't recall.
Joan Hobson has the intellect of an earthworm.
You take it out of context, sure, it sounds uncomplimentary.
I'll go with no comment, Jack. The campaign is over. Let's let the voters decide between us.
Yes, and may the best man win.
Even if the best man is me, Dan?
Trust me, you'd make a really weird-looking man.
Well, it was nice meeting you.
Listen, I never said so publicly, but I really admired your stand on the deficit reduction, and I like what you said about sewage treatment, and you really smell great, too.
For an earthworm?
Oh, that was just, you know, campaign rhetoric.
Oh, yeah.
You sure you won't stay for coffee, fish sticks? I'll buy.
Maybe some other time.
Listen, before you go, let me just say that I'm glad I met you now, because if I met you before, I couldn't have possibly said all those horrible things about you.
I'll take cream, no sugar.
How do I look? For you, good.
Monster, we better get going. The concert starts in 18 minutes.
Oh, no, it doesn't. Tonight's concert's been canceled.
Mel, what happened?
You happened. You gave me all your germs, and they made it inside me.
Oh, gosh, Mel, I'm sorry, but if you feel that bad, you ought to be home in bed.
What? And miss the chance to give them all back to you?
Mel, are you going to be okay?
No! But thanks to you, there are corpses in better health than I am. Well, if you'll all excuse me.
Mel!
Matt, call a doctor.
Yeah, right.
Then you better call Dan and tell him we're going to be late.
I wouldn't bother. He's probably so tense right now, he's ready to explode.
Oh, baby. Call me a tool of the special interests again.
I think he's awake.
How's he doing, Doc?
Well, he definitely has a nasty strain of influenza. He shouldn't be moving around right away. Would it be a problem if he stayed here to rest for an hour or so?
Yes!
No. Just keep him as comfortable as possible. Give him lots of liquids and one other thing. Would you mind signing this for my little boy?
Doctor, he's a very sick man.
Well, if it's too much trouble.
No. It's okay. I'll sign. What's your son's name?
Oh, just put down, to my pal, Dr. Leonard Friedman. By the way, would you manage to get the hospital gurney?
From the morgue. Don't worry, I sponged it off first.
Hey, nothing's too good for Mel Torme.
Mel Torme? I thought you were Dick Van Patten.
Doctor, is there anything we can do for him?
No. This thing just has to run its course. But bear in mind, he is highly contagious.
So no deep kisses, even if you beg.
Listen, I gotta get out of here. Mel,
come on. You heard what the doctor said. You gotta stick around here for an hour or so.
Hey, turn up the TV. They got more election news.
So far, the early returns indicate that the runoff between Hobson and Fielding for that vacant state assembly seat may go down to the wire once again. Joan Hobson, although a relative political novice, has proven herself to be a young woman of extraordinary abilities.
You don't know the half of it, Toots.
You're not so bad yourself, big boy.
You know what I don't get, Joan?
What?
Life. I mean, how many months have we been at each other's throats and here we wind up in each other's arms?
Well, you know what they say. Politics makes strange bedfellows.
Should beat the hell out of shaking hands with a bunch of sweaty factory workers, don't you?
Dan, I hope you know I don't do this all the time. I mean, hop into bed with someone.
Okay, neither do I. Not this particular bed, anyway.
Oh, I don't know. I guess it must have been your stand on toxic waste that swept me off my feet.
Actually, you have no idea how rare it is to find a woman who can be this passionate and comprehend complete sentences.
That is absolutely untrue, Fielding. There are millions of us.
Yeah, okay. I guess the rarity is to find one with me.
Well, maybe you shouldn't work so hard at keeping people from getting close.
You know, the thing is that this is just so different. I mean, I never thought I could feel this way about anyone, except myself.
Gee, that's flattering.
No. What I'm trying to say is, I don't know what I'm trying to say. But you're wonderful.
It's getting late.
So?
So, we each have a party to attend.
Not like this, you don't.
Come on, Dan, we really should get up.
Yeah, or...
Or what?
Or we could just stay here and hold each other a while longer.
Dan,
Okay, Mel, the doctor said you had to drink lots of fluids. Which one's it gonna be?
Please, will you let me out of here? This is humiliating.
Mel, you heard the doctor. Now we can stay here all night if we have to.
The fruity cooler.
One fruity cooler it is. Well, you take it back while I pay for it.
Excuse me, celebrity gurney coming through. Please, no staring. Just act as though this is not Mr. Mel Torme. Over the river, through the woods, to grandmother's house we go.
And as we've noted, Joan Hobson seems to be slowly but surely pulling away from Dan Fielding.
Poor Dan. All those months of backslapping and boot licking, and what does it all mean?
That the system works. Even so, I feel kind of sorry for Dan.
Yeah, I bet he's pretty sore right now.
So, there on your screen, you can see the latest numbers we have in the assembly runoff, showing Hobson well in the lead.
Sweetheart, you're kicking my brains in.
Is it over?
Hey, you know, like Yogi says, it ain't over till it's over.
It's over. Our computer projection has declared Joan Hobson the winner by a probable margin of 1,800 votes. Now, this is in contrast to...
Well, let me be the first to congratulate you on your victory.
Thank you.
You deserve it, Joan. You'll make a terrific assemblyman, person, thing.
I don't know what to say except...
That's it. The reserved approach is good. Oh. Nice going, lady.
Thanks. Oh. Boy, here it is, one of the happiest moments of my life, and yet I can't help but feel sad that things didn't work out for you.
Hey, you know what they say. Que sera, sera. which I think is Spanish for I have a stab wound in my gut.
Dan, this is a really lousy thing to have to bring up at this particular moment, but I really gotta go. There's a room full of people waiting downstairs for me to give my victory speech.
Oh, that's right. Rub it in. Please.
Some other time.
Yeah. Okay, how about tomorrow night? My place for dinner. I'll cook up a big batch of humble pie.
Dan, I'm leaving for Albany tomorrow.
What?
Remember, the legislature's already in session.
Oh, yeah. Right. So, what do we do about this?
I don't know. I didn't expect this to happen.
Oh, me neither.
I know. Why don't you quit your job and move to Albany with me?
Yes. In the mornings, I can pack your lunch and have coffee with the wives.
Dan, would you be serious?
I am serious.
Well, did it ever occur to you that they may need experienced prosecutors up there?
Listen, Joan, if I'd have been elected then, sure, I could maybe make the move. But if I'm going to stay a prosecutor, I've got to do it here in Manhattan. I've got 12 years of seniority, tons of connections. I just got new business cards. My whole life is here.
Then what do you suggest?
I don't know. All I do know is I don't want to stop seeing you.
I know the feeling. And I really do have to get down there. Bye, Dan.
I don't think that I can promise to be faithful.
Nobody's asking you to. Not yet, anyway. Here. Would you keep something for me?
What is it?
It is my old Girl Scout compass. I carry it around for good luck.
Seems to work for you.
Well, you know, the thing about a compass is it won't tell you where you are, but it can tell you where you're going. So remember, points north, in case you ever want to find Albany.
Yeah, Doc. Uh-huh. Yeah, we've been trying that, but Mel doesn't seem to be able to keep much down. Huh? Suppository?
Okay, that's it! I'm out of here!
Oh, Mel, you can't!
Yes, I can! Let me go!
Stop it, you two!
Now, the doctor said you had to lie down. Now, come on!
Will you get your hands off me?
I'm sure your newspaper won't mind if you just use one shot. And I know the judge would love having a keepsake of himself with his idol. Say cheese!
I guess asking you to autograph it is out of the question, huh?
Doc Phelps! What are you doing? Come on, Mel! Back off!
I'm not afraid to use this.
Mel, give me the armadillo.
Don't come one step closer.
Oh, gosh, Mel. I was hoping we could be buddies, you and me.
Okay. We can be buddies.
Oh, great.
If you sign a court order stipulating that you'll never come anywhere near me again.
Well, gee, Mel. That doesn't sound like much of a friendship.
Agreed.
Oh, sure, Mr. Tough Guy when he's packing an armadillo.
Stand back.
I gotta go after him. There are women and children out there. Oh, Mal.
I just came by to tell everybody that the victory party is off.
Oh, Dan, I'm so sorry. I know how much the election meant to you.
There'll be other elections. Maybe next time I'll even get you to vote for me.
That depends. You think you'd be facing Joan Hobson again?
I certainly hope so. Good night, Christine.
Good night, Dan.
Oh, Danny, hi. Listen, I was sorry to hear about how the vote thing turned out. But I think I could take your mind off of it with a little peel and squeal at my place.
Not tonight. I've got a heartache.
Presents another What the Hell.